Let's do it.
That's right, kid. It's time to do a little meat monging, vegetarian style, I'm told. Yeah.
Ooh,
very
yay.
Good friend. Sean Kelly from Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
You know, this time of year when you play that Green Acres song, I was just up in that area, up at the motel the last few days. Nice. I feel like Eddie Albert right now. My God, that is such a drain on the bank account opening that place up.
It's I forgot just, you even holy. Own that.
Oh, that is so funny. You it's, and who, Mr. Haney. And you got
see,
Mr. Haney?
Exactly. Mr. And they're all Mr. Haney's up there because they see Sean Kelly coming, right? And they yeah. just one bill after another and this, that, the other thing. My God, that's depressing. I was up there yesterday, and God forbid, but they must have 50 people working at Gordon Bay Marina this week. 50. There's cars everywhere, right? But I don't think they can do much because the docks are underwater.
I know. It's crazy, man. Crazy, crazy times up. And I'm hoping that we get through this. This is the worst I can remember, to be honest with you. It's been horrific. Hopefully that water will start dropping soon and people can get out to doing what they love to do this time of year and enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, well, I can walk to Christian Island now because there's no water in Georgia Bay.
Oh, nice. So I had a piece of news cross my desk this week, and it says the NASDAQ is adding fake meat to its diet. Beyond Meat, the purveyor of plant-based burgers and sausages made its stock market debut Thursday. And how coincidental is that our very own meat monger announced that he was now jumping into that game last week? What's up?
Well, we'll see. I've got it. We've got some here if you want to try them. I actually took them home last night to try, and I forgot to do it because I had something else. But, you know, I like this too. This is fine. I mean, this is an alternative. And again, I'd like to see the calorie count. I'd like to see the nutritional labels. I'd like to see things like that on there just to compare it because nothing is, nothing is everything in that. But it reminds me back in the 90s when I decided, you know, that maybe I was drinking too much real beer, okay? So I started drinking that near beer for a while, right?
Yes.
And then after a couple of weeks, I'm saying, my God, what am I doing drinking this crap, right? So I went back to the real thing. So we'll see. We will see, my friend.
We'll see what how much beer are you going to drink or how many veggie burgers you're going to sell.
I've given up on beer. I don't drink much beer anymore. It's unless I'm playing hockey, I don't drink beer. I'm into better stuff. No, we'll see how this product takes off. If people are going to accept a substitute, okay. I'll give you a good example. You're next time you have a barbecue, instead of bringing in a nice beef rib or roast or whatever, you show up with those near meat burgers and see how your company enjoys it. Okay.
I listen. I don't know because you converted me. I'm a knuckle dragger. I need meat, right? So you've got me completely strung out on the stuff. So I'm just an innocent bystander when it comes to that fake meat stuff. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to go. I have no idea.
You can have these burgers for your vegetable.
I guess you could.
You could put one of those burgers on your burger and pretend it's your vegetable in your burger.
That's right. I'm thinking I could have a steak with a side of burger now.
I like that idea.
That's interesting.
We should stamp them as like they look like broccolini and all that stuff.
Yeah. Don't make them look like burgers, Sean. Just make them look like
vegetables.
The vegetables.
Well, make them red so they look like a tomato. How about that?
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Anyways, you clown. Talk to me about meat.
Meat. It's coming up to the big weekend, isn't it?
It is.
2 weeks away up there trying to get the northern stores open. A lot of activity in the north, but we're constant down, especially Thornbury. I mean, they're waiting for the golf courses to kick off, but barbecue season is here, and I think it starts today up north because it's supposed to be sunny, 15 or 16 degrees, and tomorrow it's supposed to be sunny and 18. So get ready, Get grilling.
Oh, nice.
You will be, that's for sure. Have you got that spiders out of your barbecue in the backyard yet?
I am ready to go, my friend. I am good to go. I'm just waiting for a special or two.
We've got lots of specials. You know what we've got coming in next week, really, for the barbecue, is beautiful, raised without antibiotic, Ontario Black Angus beef, okay, ribeyes. We're going to have a big special on them. I got a lot coming in. You're going to love it, okay? We'll give you good cooking instructions, and we'll have some other odds and ends for you to try as well. Don't forget all the different spices that we've got available in order to make rubs and things like that for your steaks and your burgers and, of course, your ribs, eh? Eh?
Hey, buddy, I love ribs. You know that. I love ribs. I may have to make a trip into Mississauga here before the weekend's over. Now you
Please
got me
do.
All... You got my juices all flowing, if you know what I mean.
And if, yeah, well, there you go. I'm good with that. Listen, you come by. I heard about you talking about Steve being buried up in the thing. Good thing he sold the place, eh?
That's right. He called me from there 2 nights ago. My God, I felt so bad for him. He was standing on the only little piece of real estate he could find that was not underwater, but yet still had cell reception.
Yeah, because you have to dock that on yourselves.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't feel so sorry for him. I'd feel sorry for the new owner if I were you.
No, you know what? New owners are used to this stuff. I don't think it's an issue. I think all owners are used to it. It's a different breed, isn't it, that operates wilderness housing like that, resorts and lodges.
And you know, one of the good things is, especially in my position, you know, I always wanted, I thought I was doing poorly in respect to not being able to afford a waterfront property, and now I'm kind of happy I don't got one.
No kidding. Oh, man. Let's move along. Thank you.
Sean Kelly's birthday report.
Yeah, baby. Oh, I'm going to say, it's not a birthday, but I didn't know Steve was an illegal immigrant, for God's sakes.
I didn't either until this morning. So, you know.
What country did your mother come from, Steve?
England.
England, okay. I thought you said you were Irish.
Well, yeah, it's my dad's side.
Oh, is he illegal as well?
No, he's Canadian. 100%,
okay.
I think.
Okay, yeah. Happy birthday to a good customer and I consider a friend, Leanne Cairns. It's her birthday this weekend.
Nice. Look at you.
Yes.
Look at you. And what are you giving her something? Or like, how does this work now?
She's a customer.
And she sends me rebate bills and all that all the time. So she gets enough from me.
All right. Are you done with me this morning, Kelly?
Well, I'm just wondering. I'm hoping next weekend to do the first dump report of the year. Okay.
No. Wow.
Yes. I haven't done that all year last year.
My God.
I think I'm going to try and do it next week. And if I can't do it on a regular, I want to get a Muskoka minute like Mark has, except it's going to be the dump minute. Okay.
The dump minute. I love it, buddy.
Sean Kelly's dump minute.
I
can pre-record it on the days that I go in, right? Instead of having to do it on Saturday and waste my good advertising segment.
All right, my friend. Have yourself a wonderful... What are you doing this weekend, by the way?
I'm going to go back up north. I'm going to go just very shortly just to go up and dump some more money into that hellhole we call the Sherwood Motel.
The Shady Rest, buddy, the Shady Rest. I want to remind folks, we do a lot of kidding around here on this segment, but if you want to get some fine quality meats, I prefer the wild game stuff, but some folks don't necessarily agree with that. They like regular, good old-fashioned beef. Well, there's none better than Black Angus. If you're in the Mississauga area, if you're in Toronto, anything in southern Ontario, go to Mississauga for 360 Rebus Road, just north of Lakeshore. And check it out. It's fantastic. You can go on their website. You can get all kinds of ideas on what to prepare this weekend on the barbecue if it doesn't rain. All you have to do is go to blackangusmeat.com. That's blackangusmeat.com. They have not only the product, but they have the recipes on how to prepare it. Thank you, my friend. Stay out of the rain.
And look at the recipes on your website because it's all up and going as well.
There you go. Black Angus, fine meats. Thanks, buddy. Sean Kelly, the meat monger. He was a little different. He was off today.
Yeah, it was a,
he was all over the place.
He had his meds today.
That's probably what it is. He's probably medicated today.